This is CNN.
Radio.
Even to this day, like right now while I'm giving you this interview, if I was to slip up and say one of these pieces of information that I'm not supposed to talk about, I'm in jeopardy of going to prison for as many as 5 years.
For 6 years, Nick Merrill was known in courtroom documents as John Doe. He was living a double life, suing the U.S. government over some of its national security policies.
Almost a decade later, I am married and I have a small child, and I'm still not at liberty to discuss the facts of this case with my wife today.
Welcome to CNN Radio Newsday. I'm Tommy Andres. Coming up later in the show, we sit down with Nick to learn more about his harrowing story and find out what it means in the wake of the NSA leaks scandal. But first, let's bring in CNN's Jonathan Binder, who brings us today's top stories. Welcome, John.
Hey, Tommy.
So we've got another big scandal out of Washington on our hands, right?
Yeah, so the story is that State Department and diplomatic officials may have covered up or even stopped investigations of inappropriate or possibly criminal misconduct by staff. This brewing scandal comes from, of course, an internal memo. The alleged incidents include soliciting sexual favors from prostitutes and, in some cases, children, also allowing a drug ring to operate near the U.S. Embassy in Iraq, and even buying drugs from it. Now Representative Ed Royce, who is the chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, just asked his staff to begin an investigation. What's troubling to him is that a proper investigation not only hasn't happened, but wasn't allowed to happen.
It appears that the investigators themselves were influenced, were leaned on, they had their investigations called off, and as a result, on 8 separate occasions, the will of the political appointees trumped the ability of the cop on the beat here to do their job to investigate.
For now, the State Department has denied covering up or stopping any investigations and hasn't commented on individual cases. On to the next scandal, where the director of the National Security Agency was on Capitol Hill today. General Keith Alexander testified before a Senate hearing that phone records the government obtained through the formerly secretive surveillance program disclosed last week helped prevent, quote, dozens of terrorist events. Alexander also rejected the claim that the former intelligence contractor Edward Snowden could tap into Americans' phone calls or computers, telling lawmakers that, quote, I know of no way to do that. Now to Rome. In a somewhat surprising statement, Pope Francis says a, quote, gay lobby exists in the Vatican. The comments came from a meeting Francis had with a Latin American and Caribbean religious group on Sunday. However, hints that the Holy See contained a network of gay clergy surfaced last year in a report about a series of embarrassing leaks to Italian journalists. Now to the U.S., where two major wildfires continue to blaze across Colorado. Today, a state correctional facility had to transport more than 900 prisoners to another facility as a precaution. And unfortunately, because of the combination of low humidity, hot temperatures, and wind, the fires are spreading quickly. And finally, an update from Ohio. This morning, while wearing a bright orange jumpsuit, Ariel Castro pleaded not guilty. Castro is the man accused of holding 3 women against their will for almost a decade, along with more than 300 other charges against him. However, there are signals that the defense may seek a, quote, resolution to avoid a trial. You can find these stories and much more at CNN.com. I'm Jonathan Binder.